Let us do the money. Greg Smith from Fat Profits is with us. Very good morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, Mike.
We got some trade optimism stateside.
Yeah, we certainly have. The US market's actually closed, ironically enough, for President's Day, but the Chinese market's higher, up around 3%. Europe also higher, despite reports that Trump's actually moving towards tariffs on the European automakers. But, Lee, it's more about the China-US negotiations. President Trump's obviously said these have been very productive, big progress on so many fronts, and the Chinese president's also been talking about progress. But just wondering whether they're putting a bit of a brave face, because we're getting other reports from what within the camp that there's still a wide gulf between the two sides. But look, no doubt there's a compulsion to settle and perhaps at least a heads of agreement. I suppose that's what the markets are thinking. But meanwhile, as you mentioned, in New Zealand, I suppose there's more nerves about us sort of trying to call the shots on Huawei. And, the key market was actually flat whilst Asia was rallying. So perhaps a bit of nervousness there. And so we're not really in a position to call the shots, as it were.
So politically, as I mentioned a moment ago, in Britain, it is all on. What are they making of the Labour Party?
Yeah, obviously, as you mentioned, these seven MPs have resigned on allegations of anti-Semitism. One MP said Brexit was a national catastrophe. They didn't want a pardon. Another MP, Chuka Amuna, who's actually been groomed as a potential leader for the Labour Party, he actually favours a second referendum, so he's sort of in there as well. And this is all while Theresa May is, of course, kicking off yet another last-minute diplomatic push in Europe, appealing for unity of her own party that looks to be falling on deaf ears. And this is all starting to spill over to the real economy. As you mentioned, it's about to be confirmed that Honda is shutting its UK plant. It says it has nothing to do with Brexit, probably has everything to do with Brexit. The British regional airline Flybe bust over the weekend. Airbus has said it would be a catastrophic to see a no deal, and they'll probably have to raise money.
Yeah. We'll wait and see. We're counting down. The days are running out to the end of March. Now, Port of Tauranga, that's one of the great New Zealand stories that just keeps on keeping on, isn't it?
Oh, certainly has been, yeah, pumping up the volume. They've had a good half-year result there. The shares rose, the largest ports operator, of course. Placed a record half-year profit up to $49 million from last year's $47.1 million. Record volumes handled 621,000 containers, 13.6 million tonnes of cargo. That's up 8.8%. A lot of log and kiwifruit volumes. And making the most of its competitive edge, it invested $350 million in new infrastructure so it can handle these super large ships. So certainly doing well there, pinching a bit of volume off Auckland as well. So, yeah, been a great stock for investors. Also, we've got another one to look forward to later in the year, a bit smaller, but ports of the Napier port is also floating.
Good. Numbers, please.
Yeah, US market closed, as mentioned, in Europe the stocks was up 0.11%. The FTSE was actually down 0.24%. Spanish IBEX up 0.35%. That's a bit of stuff going on. Snap election, of course, 12 Italian separatist leaders going on trial, and the PM wants to dig up General Franco's remains. But anyway, Sino Composite up 2.7%, and Nikkei up 1.8%. ASX in Australia up 0.4%. Gold market up $7. Oil up 54 cents, 55.93. Kiwi mostly low against the US, 68.41. 96 even against the Aussie, 60.5 euro, 52.94 against sterling, 55.6 against the yen. And the NZ50 dead flat as well, 99.245.
Appreciate your time as always, Greg. Greg Smith out of Fat Profits this morning.